IELTS Listening, version 18134. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1 on page 2 of your question booklet. Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a woman called Susan, who is looking for accommodation to rent, and a real estate agent. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 3 on page 2. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning, McMurray's Real Estate. Peter speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Peter. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Australia. I'll be moving to New Zealand soon, and I was hoping you could help me find somewhere to live in Auckland.
Would be pleased to. I just need to get some information about what you want so we can find the perfect place.
Sounds good.
Let's start with some personal details. What's your last name?
It's Smith.
The woman's last name is Smith, so Smith has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 3.
Good morning, McMurray's Real Estate. Peter speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Peter. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Australia. I'll be moving to New Zealand soon, and I was hoping you could help me find somewhere to live in Auckland.
Would be pleased to. I just need to get some information about what you want so we can find the perfect place.
Sounds good.
Let's start with some personal details. What's your last name?
It's Smith.
And your phone number?
I only have a mobile. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. It's 61438 1997. But if you want to contact me, usually the best way is by email.
Okay. What's your email address then?
It's susansmith@post.com.
Thanks. Now, you said you're living in Australia.
Right, in Brisbane.
Okay. What's your address in Brisbane then?
234 Beckett's, that's Beckett's Road, Brisbane, 4054.
Right. Will you be working in New Zealand?
Yes, I have a job at Auckland Hospital.
Oh, are you a nurse?
Most people assume that or think I'm a doctor, but actually I'm a chemist.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
When will you need the accommodation from?
Well, I don't start work until the 25th of February, but I'd like to give myself some time to settle in. A couple of weeks would be nice. Let's say from the 10th of February.
Our leases start from a Monday, and the Monday closest to that is the 8th of February. Would that suit?
That's fine.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 4 to 10 on page 2. Now listen and answer questions 4 to 10.
Okay, let's talk about what kind of place you'd like to rent.
I like the outdoors, so my dream would be a house that has its own garden.
Is there anything else you'd consider? An apartment, for example?
I don't know. They usually don't have an outdoor area. But I guess, as an alternative, if you could find me one with a large balcony, I'd be happy.
How many rooms do you want?
Usually one-bedroom places are too small. Two would be ideal.
Now, what would you like to have in the place when you move in?
I'm bringing most of what I need with me. I have beds and sofas and a television, all that sort of stuff, so none of that is necessary.
Sounds like you want a partially furnished house with a washing machine.
Actually, I'm bringing that too. All I really need in the place is a fridge. I don't have one, so we'll definitely need one.
Okay.
Can you find something like that for around $350 a week?
Well, I'll certainly try. I'll start looking for places that cost around $300 and see if there's anything suitable. You definitely won't need to pay more than $400 for something like that.
Oh, that's good. I couldn't pay more than that.
All right, I'll see what I can find. You're working at the hospital. Do you want to live somewhere near there?
Most people think it's strange, but I don't like living close to work. But I'm a mad keen surfer, so it's important for me to be close to the beach.
Okay. Do you need to be near public transport?
No, I usually drive to work because I work a lot of shift work. So wherever I live, we'll need to have parking close to the doors so I won't have to walk far at night.
Anything else?
I've heard that power bills can get quite expensive, especially in the winter. It'd be great if electricity was part of the rent.
Okay. Just one last question for our records. Where did you hear about us? You're calling.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2 on page 3.